The Times magazine once had an edition that surveyed the most popular woman in the world. After the survey, they got to know Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the most popular in almost every country. In every human setting, they had something special to do with the mother of Jesus. When we celebrate a feast like this, we begin to ask ourselves questions. And some people are even in doubt. Why do we honor her? And some are borrowing the ideas from Pentecostals, from Protestants, that we worship her. Angel of God that was sent gave her honor. Elizabeth honored her, and all other people that encountered her never remained the same. So that brought about the honor. You and I today, we are not doing it out of place. It is natural when we have a source of grace, inspiration, guidance, model, we can then rely on such a person. She will always be there. Her recent appearances has given us shock and given us direction so that we can be reconnected with our Creator, God. So, and that is why when we come to celebrate Assumption, people want to say, how did it happen? When did it happen? But then, remember, her parents conceived her without original sin. She was dispensed from original sin. So she was faultless. And when she was to bear a child, she obeyed God against the culture of those people. It was a great risk. And all the time, she did the most difficult thing, growing a child and sometimes going against the culture to do the right thing on the side of God. So she was one of the disciples. She was always there from one place to the other to listen to her son. There was something special about the mother of Jesus. And that was why God, in his greatness, decided to honor her so that her body would not know corruption. And she was taken up, and she is presumed to be asleep. Jesus Christ, resurrected from the dead, saw his mother has been given a special honor. So if we are beginning to ask, we do not need to be theologians or Mariologists for us to know more about her. All we need to do is to dedicate ourselves to give her the necessary devotion, pray the rosary, and also do the good things. She is a model today to all of us. Her peace, her humility, her prayer, her love, and her submission to God's instructions. We need to listen to her. And that is why in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant was a golden box that contained their Decalogue, the commandments of God. And it was a symbol of God's presence. In the New Testament, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the ark. And she was the one that bore Jesus for 9 months. And she brought him forth into this world. So today, if other Christians like Jesus, but they dislike his mother, something is wrong somewhere. If you and I have friends, they have to appreciate our parents. If they don't, something is wrong somewhere. And that is why we have to appreciate this moment. Jesus Christ did not keep his mother to himself. He generously gave her out to the church. We have to appreciate that fact. Today, as we celebrate the Feast of Assumption, we are presented with a situation. We are here with a lot of problems, challenges, and we are facing difficulties. Let us lift them up. Let them be taken up, and let God take control of things. On our own, we can't do so much. But if we have a partnership with God, he can purify us, give us mark of ownership, and he can direct our own destiny to where he has planned. We have desire to achieve so much in this world, but we can't if we are just doing it on our own. We have seen today, we have those doing modeling. After a while, age, sickness, and some other things will make them expire. We have those who have achieved in times of wealth. They have asset, house, car, account, but after a while, they may be rendered bankrupt. We have those that have acquired knowledge, professors, doctors. But if you do not know God, something is missing somewhere. So for us to have an eternal peace, we need to seek God. So we do not need to be rich, to be powerful, or to be knowledgeable. All we need to do is to listen to God, to open our mind so that God can talk to us. There is an inner voice in each one of us, that conscience. That is our network as far as God is concerned. We can always connect with him. He's willing to give us everything we need. So today, we have seen in Mary a woman just like us. A few years ago when I went to Jerusalem, first we visited some sites, the Annunciation Chapel, where the angel met Mary. It was such a peaceful environment. I've never felt that before, what I felt at that place. So also some other places. It means she actually lived and she did all the good things of life. So for over 2,000 years, we have been talking about this one woman. There's no woman like her. And her appearances has cleared our doubts. No any other church or other religion will make reference to that, to say they have seen one of the religious persons appearing. But Mother Mary, we have had testimonies from other religions and other people from some denominations that they have felt the presence of Mother Mary. You and I today, we are Catholics. Why are we still in doubt? We are supposed to believe it. We are supposed to practice it. And we are supposed to share with others the goodness of the Lord. Our mother will always come back. As he's saying, she will spend her heaven doing good on earth. So that is why today she can visit our hearts, she can visit our homes, she can visit our schools, she can visit our workplaces. Today it was Elizabeth she visited. Elizabeth never remained the same. So many things happened. So let us open our hearts so that Mother Mary can visit our hearts, and then we will never remain the same through Jesus Christ our Lord.